The gist. The evidence thus far suggests that altered connections between the different brain regions are the main issue in ME/CFS and fibromyalgia. And that's what Leighton Barnden and the National Center for Neuroimmunology and Emerging Diseases, or NCNED, team focused on in this study. Using an ultra-high-field 7 Tesla MRI, they assessed the connections between areas in the subcortical or lower part of the brain while the participants engaged in a cognitive task. Movement problems. Reduced connectivity, read activity between a part of the cerebellum and the brainstem suggested that the signals that help one move easily, track things with our eyes, stand correctly, and engaged in skilled movements are not getting through as they should. Frontal brain problems. A hyperstimulation in one part of the brain suggests that the frontal areas of the brain that help us carry out tasks and keep the emotionally charged limbic system under control have been damaged. RAS. Reduced connectivity to several areas of the cerebellum suggested that the RAS, which keeps us alert, regulates sleep-wake cycles, and controls attention, had been inhibited. Default mode network, or DMN, activity increased. Stronger connectivity in the default mode network indicated yet more problems with alertness were present with mind wandering, self-referential thinking, and negative thoughts coming to the fore. Increased activity of the default mode network has shown up more frequently in connectivity studies than in any other part of the brain. Issues with the salience network suggested ME/CFS patients' attention was being forced to deal with sensory sensations and pain, and might help explain the difficulty being on task, the possibly increased rumination, the negative thoughts, etc. The default mode network's increased connections with the amygdala and hypothalamus in ME/CFS suggest a state of chronic stress has dysregulated both of the stress response axes. Getting stuck in default mode network mode has major implications for energy. Trying to do a task while one's mind wanders uses more energy. Moving smoothly and efficiently while doing physical tasks becomes impossible. Because dopamine, the reward neurotransmitter, suppresses the default mode network, low dopamine levels could play a role in default mode network activation. Dopamine provides the motivation and therefore the energy needed to engage in and carry out tasks. Stimulants can be tricky to use, but they can increase dopamine levels and have been used successfully in some people with ME/CFS and fibromyalgia. Neurostimulation and mitochondrial support might help as well, but most recommendations focus on mind-body techniques, mindfulness and meditation practices, challenging negative thoughts and replacing them purposely, bringing focused attention to bear, loving-kindness meditations, breathing techniques, see blog, brain training apps, and gratitude journaling.